Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're about to go around the NFL in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I do want to remind you that in the 12 o'clock hour, that we're doing our weekly $50 giveaway to Texas Star Grill Shops. So you'll want to make sure that you keep it locked right here, Sports Radio 610. And also, we will get you as soon as we can the updates as to what's happening practice-wise with your Texans, because we really want to find out what's happening with Mixon.
We need to find out.
I like that revision.
We must find out.
It is imperative that we find out. All right, I'm being a jerk.
Yeah,
I'm being the guy who knows he can utilize a thesaurus. All right, around the NFL, I do want to go to this piece of audio here. I want to start here because I am also curious as to what the actual you know what is happening here. Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick, meteorologist, goodness, and a story. Let's hear it.
This is my rookie year. We're playing the Jets on a Monday night, so we're doing a nighttime walkthrough Sunday night before the game. And he grabs all the corners and he grabs me and he says, hey, when we're running down this sideline, the way the wind pattern is in our stadium going towards the open end, the wind whirls like this. So the ball's going to look like it's going further than what it is, but it's going to hit that wind and it's just going to drop. So when you're running on this side, make sure you turn around and get your head back. And I remember sitting there like, really, dude, the wind pattern? And sure enough, I get a go ball on that side against Braylon Edwards. I turn and then I look back at him and then I remember like what Bill said. I turn my head back, ball drops right in my lap, get an interception. From that point on, there was nothing a guy could tell me that I would be like, nope, I believe in everything. I was drinking the Kool-Aid heavy after that.
That's Devin McCourty, one of the McCourty twins who honestly played a long time in New England under Bill Belichick. Oh yeah, okay. That's a level of attention to detail that is required for excellence.
That's
okay,
nerd level right there.
It's a different level. It's a whole different. Would you even think?
No.
You know, like I wonder what the wind does down there, but Bill Belichick did.
Well,
I feel like the only people that focus on the weather is probably the kickers or something like
that. Yeah.
You wouldn't think a cornerback would have to focus on the wind and all that stuff.
Well, it's not even the idea of would you think that, because I do think that more people would come to that thought. It would just be a passing thought where you go, huh, okay, and you keep moving. Bill Belichick is
broke it down.
Let's go find out. How does that affect what's happening on the field?
And only on one play.
And he made it a coaching point.
A deep ball down that sideline in that stadium. and the dude got an interception. Like, this is where, you know, I get blown away by the preparedness sometimes, and I get blown away in a comical way sometimes, because they clearly prepare far too much, you know, for far too many silly things. But something like this?
Yeah, that's what? Exactly why he's a championship coach, man.
I was like, how silly is
little,
it, right?
Yeah, little stuff like that is why they are where he was at that time.
Yes,
man.
And I kidded yesterday, I think, about, well, now they're going to have to prepare with vomit on the balls. I wouldn't have been surprised if Bill Belichick did.
Yeah, Bill Belichick is football Batman.
Yeah.
Right? Bill Belichick got the kryptonite belt. He got he has all of the contingencies.
Yeah.
In place, because that is the kind of maniac that he is.
It's unbelievable.
Football maniac.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Bill Belichick. Shout out to Devin McCourty for a fantastic story. And really, it's not just about Bill Belichick. I did want to make it about the greatness that is required, because I was listening to, and I probably should have gotten the audio of this, DeMar DeRozan talk about his time with Greg Popovich in San Antonio, and the ways in which they'd come in and for a film session, and a lot of times it wasn't necessarily basketball. They'd be watching Happy Feet or something about, or not necessarily Happy Feet, but a penguin documentary or what have you. And just in order to get across some message, some idea to help them think in a different way. Yeah, man, these guys that do it at an elite level, they do it differently. And so,
good way to put it.
I can't wait.
He's just different.
I can't wait to hear about the various ways that that D'Amico Ryans does that. In fact, I believe actually Jimmy Ward was talking about a little bit of how D'Amico Ryans operates when it comes to coaching. So I do want to get to that at some point. Something else that happens with a lot of talk about Tua Tagovailoa after what was a really scary injury for him, especially when you consider his history with yet another concussion. He will indeed go to the injury reserve. He's going to the IR, so he's out for at least 4 weeks. I know a lot of people are like, oh, he needs to consider retirement. As of right now, he says that he is not going to go that route. But what that does put the Dolphins in place for is Skylar Thompson, who Mike McDaniel. There we go. There's a Mike McDonald. There's a Mike McDaniel. There's a Jaden McDaniels. There's a lot of Mikes and Micks and those types of things in this league. So it takes me a second to make sure I get it right. But Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Dolphins, said that they're going to go with Skylar Thompson. They bring in Tyler Snoop Huntley off of the Ravens practice squad. And so do you feel like that's the way that they go? It's just going to be Thompson and Huntley, and they're just going to rock with that until Tua comes back?
Yes, I do. But my thing when I saw this, as you just outlined, it's a football move. It's a decision to be able to make these moves that you just talked about. But I think it's kind of like a hidden value there. It's going to give Tua Tagovailoa that month, 4 weeks to really start thinking about this more seriously. You know, I think there's kind of a hidden value here. He knows how he feels. He's the only one that knows exactly how he feels. He knows he's getting information on what could happen. He knows he wants to have a family and grandkids and all that. So I feel like there's just a hidden value. I was like, good. When I saw this news, I was like, oh, good. Because at least he has another month just off on his own, doing his thing and trying to decide something that I think a lot of people, the majority of people, hope he decides. Not as a football fan, but just, you know, because it's life and death, man.
It's an interesting thing. I think a lot of people have talked about, especially pairing two of the major conversations that have been happening around the NFL over the last week or so. A lot of people have thrown up, well, if you're the Dolphins, would you maybe consider Bryce Young? And I don't understand that move at all.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh. No, the people are throwing Bryce Young to the Rams and all this other stuff. Come on, man. I mean, it's not going to happen.
He ain't going nowhere now.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, a midseason trade for Bryce Young, one, you just accept that whatever the salary of that is, of a first-round pick, or of a number one overall pick, rather. But, I mean, what he is dealing with right now is a dude. He is a dude who does not look like he has the confidence and the capability of stepping in as a starting quarterback. That is why he's being benched. If that's the case, why would you be in a position of need and go, that is the guy that we're going to then add to the situation?
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, if you are making that move, it would be in a mindset of a development type quarterback, right? And this is not the way of doing that level of development in some ways.
And I think Bryce Young is, now it might just be 2 years, but I think he's years away. I think it's that much damage, that much problem with the organization that drafted him, but we have to also remember it's not. I think we all agree the organization didn't do him any favors.
No.
I think Dave. We all agree Dave Tepper is a huge problem. Dave Tepper probably had the biggest say, the only say maybe, in this decision. But it's not just the organization. Bryce Young has shown some shortcomings. You know,
sure.
It's a little scary.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. Maybe.
Okay.
It's a little scary too because this is a whole new coach. This ain't. Exactly. It'd be one thing if it was the coach that drafted him and he needed a fresh start.
Yeah.
This is his new coach.
And some people might say, well, that's part of the organizational thing because he's had to learn a new system
lack
and all
stability,
that.
Yeah.
But my point is, whether the organization doesn't have anything to do with you missing a simple out route by 2 yards.
Yes. I mean, not directly. Indirectly, you could point to the lack of confidence. I know that Daniel Jeremiah has talked about this. He was asked straight up the idea of, hey, man, Are the tape that we're seeing from Bryce Young right now, does that look like the tape that you were grinding in the draft evaluation process? And he's like, absolutely not. The confidence that was there from Bryce Young when he was at Alabama is completely gone.
Yeah.
Right. And so those types of things are tough. And that was the processing and the mind was his supposed like superpower. If you're a number one overall pick, there's something that you bring, whether it's like Josh Allen level, in physical abilities, or whether it's, arm strength or what have you, right? For him, it was supposed to be the kind of that processing and that ability, and that has been completely, worked out of him through that situation. But, Tua Tagovailoa goes on the IR. Bryce Young is not going to start this week. It'll be Andy Dalton, 36-year-old, in fact, Andy Dalton, well beyond his time of taking the Bengals to the playoffs. So best of luck to the Panthers in that regard, I guess. And due appreciation to this gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
The man that they call Emi at NRG Stadium, Kyemi Fairbairn, AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, as if there was any other choice.
I know. There couldn't have been any other choice, especially, I know it's a weak award, but especially when you saw him do what he did, backing up a similar performance in week one. But I go back to that 59-yarder, you know, that really was a difference maker, and just perfection, and the confidence you have in him. We're not used to that either in these parts. We've had more than our share, as every organization has had, of, oh, I hate that kicker. Oh, I don't trust that kicker. We've had more than our share of that, the Randy Bullocks and all that stuff. But, Emi, the confidence level you have, well-deserved. And I got all the confidence in the world that he could do it again. It might be the difference again in another game that's going to be two defensive-minded teams, at least through the first 2 weeks, keep teams low scoring, et cetera.
And that's the beauty of the way that all these things go in some ways, is that when you have a kicker with the expectations that you have, right, of being a team that's going to be in big games, whether, you know, late in the season, mm-hmm. the playoff, all those types of things, kickers can end up being the difference. We talked about dudes that end up being legends. Now, of course, I don't have to do the greatness evaluation, but there are so many kickers that come to mind in the likes of, we mentioned Justin Tucker, although he seems to be on a little bit of a decline. Yeah. Adam Vinatieri. There's a lot of guys that you could bring up that end up being the difference between a team achieving those goals and having success in mm-hmm. those biggest games, and maybe not necessarily being that. And Kyemi Fairbairn feels like he is in the legacy of, at least in the way that he's kicking right now, where he has the potential to be that for you. Another thing that happened during... Wait, I do want to circle back around. If you did not hear it clearly, Kyemi Fairbairn, AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. Of course, 50-plus...
That's coming. No, I'm just kidding.
He might.
That's coming.
I mean, the 59-yarder that he had still had distance, still had leg.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of a record that has been set over the first couple of weeks of NFL season that is a down one. When we talk about, kind of rookies and quarterbacks... Mm-hmm. Rookie quarterbacks set a record with zero touchdown passes in the first 196 combined attempts. Now, we talked a little bit about the offensive trend early, the fact that that's just down in general, and how maybe the run game is more available. But rookies are feeling this in a very big way. There's never been in the NFL history the first 196 pass attempts come and go without throwing at least one touchdown pass.
And to me, it's more of just a testament, a lesson. Like, when we were coming into this draft, this past draft, the things that were said about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix and J.J. McCarthy and Drake May and all those, Michael Penix, like, it was like all these guys, I remember having that conversation, they're not all going to be studs. You know,
no,
they're not all going to be studs. Well, right now, none of them are.
Yeah.
So, just a lesson about this pre-draft, scouting and stuff. Now, they might end up being, great, some of these guys, but... It's just a lesson, it's a different world out here.
Yeah, especially in the way that the league is situated right now. It's tough. And I mean, some of this is also, I guess, in some ways expected, although I guess if it's a record, right, not necessarily. But you look at some of the teams that we're talking about here, like Caleb Williams is probably the one that's the most surprising, although when you look at the way that offensive line's blocking, maybe not, right? Drake May in that Patriots situation, he's not even playing. Jaden Daniels. Maybe you look at that one and you go, maybe they should have been able to make something happen in some ways. But Broncos with Bo Nix, was that an offense that you were anticipating being like a high-flying one, right? Like, I think that some of this is you come into a team as a rookie quarterback. Usually that's a team that needs some level of fixing and getting to a better place.
Yeah, but, Caleb had the good situation that we've talked about. Bo Nix had the coach that we've talked about. Who knows with Jaden Daniels. But I liked before the draft. And I still do think Jaden Daniels will probably be the best of the bunch.
Yeah.
Maybe Caleb Williams, but I still think it'll be Jaden Daniels.
So there you go. That's what's happening there. One more thing before we go. The Chiefs, after losing Isaiah Pacheco due to an injury, he goes to IR. They sign Kareem Hunt. They bring him back after he started his career there, if I remember correctly. And so the wheels just keep turning, huh, I guess?
Kareem Hunt, baby.
Yeah, man. Remember, he was a beast there.
Then
he got into that situation that led him to ended up with the Browns.
The Chiefs are one of very few teams that can just say, yeah, we'll bring in Kareem Hunt and nobody's going to blink.
That's what happens when you're a good team like that.
Yeah, that's fair.
You probably should blink.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
But nobody's going to blink.
Yeah, that's probably.
They don't care.
That's probably right. I mean,
and they don't have to care.
A lot of these NFL teams don't really care for
people. Oh, for sure.
People did it with the Patriots.
But they can do it.
Yeah.
they can do it.
They can. So there you go. That's around the NFL here in Loop. on Sports Radio 610. Still keeping an eye on the possibility of practice report information coming down when it comes to, you know, the running backs for your Texans and possibly Justin Jefferson. We want to get some information there because that'll be very, very helpful, very instructive of what this week will look like when your Texans visit Minneapolis to take on the Vikings. But coming up next, I do want to talk about this with the offensive line, because the offensive line has not lived up to the fullness of the expectation that they have for themselves. How much progress is reasonable to expect from this offensive line going forward? We'll talk about it next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, I appreciate you hanging out with us in the loop, Sports Radio 610 on this Wednesday. Remember, we're still getting ready, gearing up for the 12 o'clock hour where we will give away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops. And the winner will be entered to possibly win a new grill at the end of the season. So, you know, we try and take care of you here. We sure do on Sports Radio 610. We were talking about Bryce Young last segment and around the NFL. And I thought this was fair, the idea that from the 8-3-2 that Mike McDaniel did wonders for Tua's confidence, that maybe he could do that same thing for Bryce Young. And I don't disagree by any means. It just does not feel like a situation that at this juncture in the middle of the season where you make that kind of deal. Now, if you do find out where that Tua Tagovailoa ultimately has the time to think about it and goes, hey, yeah, actually I will step away from the game.
Yeah.
Then if you're looking for the possibility of how do we get a starting caliber quarterback, one that has, you know, big traits.
And on the cheap.
I guess on the relative cheap.
Yeah, the relative cheap.
Yeah, that could be a possibility. Assuming that the Panthers are actually trading him, right? Like, are you certain that just because they benched him in this way, which, I mean, look, is a pretty big statement after 2 weeks of football. Mm-hmm. But are you certain that this means that they're moving on for him for good?
I don't think you can be certain, but I think the odds would favor that. And it's more environment than anything. Well, you know, I always go back to this, you know, that the agents have such a strong voice in the futures of their respective players in situations like this. And they probably don't trust Tepper, and they don't trust the environment that he'll be going back into, like people just waiting for the other shoe to drop every time he steps on the field. So this, like, he is a classic, he needs a change of scenery guy, you know? Now, he may not work, but it seems like he's that classic case of that.
Yeah, yeah, man. All the short quarterback things pop right back up again. All right, but enough about Bryce Young. Let's talk about these Houston Texans. 2-0, leading the division by far. But the expectation of this team is well above that, and we've talked about the idea that if they're going to get there, this offensive line obviously has to be able to make some things shake, right? The offensive line, I think, by Pro Football Focus's rankings, which, again, take with a grain of salt, that is very subjective in the ways that they view it and the way that they grade it. But with the way that they grade it, ranks, I believe, 24th, right? It's not super highly rated at this point or at this juncture. And so with that being the case, right, with all of the amount of money and, you know, resources that are in there, what is a reasonable expectation for how much progress they can make? Because they have to, right? They need to make some level of progress, but what is the possibility that they can get to with this offensive line? And the reason why I came to this and I started thinking about this is Bobby Slowick, we're really looking hard at what he's capable of doing, and we know that, especially within the script, we talked about that. It can be really good, but there might be some limitations, and some of that might be the age. And I started thinking this entire offensive staff is relatively young. Now, you do have a offensive line coach. Typically, the offensive line is where you have a coach that is grizzled and has then been there for a while, and that is still somewhat the case with the Texans' offensive line coach, my man's name.
Chris Strasser,
that's correct.
Yeah, I just called it up because we were talking about this off-air a little bit, and you talked about the relatively young coaching staff, and I hadn't really noticed it that much until you said it, but you're right. You know, a lot of good young coaches everywhere, except for the case of Chris Strasser, who's been around and is sort of grizzled, as you said. But I think
now when you say been around, he coached a lot in college game, and of course, like, look, coaching is coaching in some regards, but also the NFL is different in others. He's been in the NFL coaching offensive lines in 2017.
Yeah.
So this isn't quite the same as some of those other guys that have just been in the league for forever, it seems. I mean, and how long do you view 7 years in the coaching space? Like, I'll allow you to determine that. But that does make me wonder, like, okay, what ways can he find to coach this lineup to the point where they are working more as a cohesive unit and not allowing some of the pretty simple, it feels like, slip-ups that have been happening the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, and I think the way you phrased the question is good and very important. How much progress is reasonable to expect? I'm not trying to be like tough or too critical here. I think it's reasonable to expect them to be an upper half of the league offensive line simply because of the resources.
Passing and run blocking?
Yes.
I mean, you could say that because of the Reese happens. And that's one of the reasons that we come to this conversation as well. Laremy Tunsil is a player that it almost feels like he has been etched in marble, where mm-hmm. it's like that is what he is in the way that we view him, right? Yeah. We're like, oh, man. He can and largely will be an incredible pass blocker. Don't expect run blocking. Like, it seems mm-hmm. like that is the error of the way that we talk about him. And so with that being the case, what do you see, right? And then I know that you have some young guys when it comes to the interior of your offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it feels like there's a lot of things that we go, hey, man, this is kind of just what we expect in some ways.
No, I think it's reasonable because of that, because you better be right. Titus Howard got paid.
Yes.
Laremy Tunsil is what you just said. You have a first round investment in Kenyon Green. Obviously, Juice Scruggs and Shaq Mason, there are certain expectations there. And Shaq Mason is a reliable veteran. If it doesn't work, you're in a big bind. I mean, you're in a big bind. So I think it's reasonable to expect them to be top half. To your point, getting paid doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna be in the top half. But if you say the expectation, I and Texans fans, I think you're silly if you don't say, look, we've had our doubts, they've had some limitations, they've had some injuries, they've had their ups and downs. But no, it's very reasonable to say you put that kind of, with that quarterback, you put that kind of investment in your offensive line.
Top half.
You better be in the top half.
But okay, so we're top 15, top 16. Top 10, you're like, not necessarily.
Gravy. Yeah, that's gravy.
Okay,
for me,
so in that 16 to 10 range is like what feels like a reasonable. And of course, we can even go further in splitting this passing versus run blocking, because one of the things also is like it's been very disappointing in some ways to see some of the some of the simple games that are happening for mm-hmm. defensive lines that have not been picked up. Now, of course, week two, one of the things you can point to is the idea of Patterson stepping in for Scruggs at center.
Yeah.
And maybe some of that being a difference, especially because one of the things that I was thinking about, and I guess this is a question I need to do a little research on, who is setting those protections? That's always something that's an interesting question to have, mm-hmm. because usually you either have a veteran center who is handling that on the line, or you have a quarterback who's capable of doing that themselves. In this case, even though we could talk about the maturity that CJ Stroud brings mm-hmm. to the game, you have a couple of young guys in both of those situations, and I do wonder, I don't know if it's fully questioning, but I do wonder, like, okay, who is setting those and who does the responsibility fall on? Because a lot of times offensive line and making sure that that's cohesive is really just about communication. How is that communication and being handled?
Yeah, DeMeco said after the game he was proud of Patterson because he stepped in relative short notice and did handle some of those calls. Now, I don't know how many of those calls that he handled, but he did step in and do that. I'm very much on the record that I'm a Juice Scruggs fan. I guess I don't know if you can be a fan of a center, but I am. And
they let you buy the jerseys?
No, you might have to get that personalized.
I just think I have high expectations.
How many Juice Scruggs jerseys do you think are out there?
That's a good question.
I mean, how many of his family come to the games?
That would be about it.
If it's four of us, probably two people with Juice.
I didn't word that correctly, but I have high expectations.
No, honestly, I wasn't trying to like say any. It just got me thinking. I do wonder how many Juice Scruggs jerseys are out there now.
Who's got number 70 on their back? Raise your hand. So I have reasonable expectations because of the resources they have in there. I have reasonably high expectations because I think Scruggs and Kenyon Green are more what they were in game one than game two. Well, obviously Juice didn't play, but I think they are. I think they are more of what they were in game one than game two. I think everything was sort of disjointed on that Sunday night game. And they weren't awful, but they were by no means good.
Right.
They were not by no means good.
And again, like, I think this is where the test that is in the Minnesota game is also going to be telling, because I don't know that even the Chicago Bears, that defensive front was solid, but I think that it goes to another level with some of the guys that we know and that we've looked at when it comes to, this Minnesota Vikings defense over on that side. Obviously, there's some names that are familiar when you talk about Grenard and Cashman and those types of things. And specifically the havoc that is then brought with a Brian Flores defense. And we'll talk more about that as we go, because Nick Caserio talked about that.
Yeah.
But they also do a lot of simulated pressures. They have, I think, the highest blitz rate in the NFL, according to Next Gen Stats. And the tough thing about the Next Gen Stats thing is because Next Gen Stats isn't great about determining the, like, blitzing versus simulated pressure. And when I say simulated pressure, it's when maybe you bring somebody who looks like they're blitzing from the second level, but then you drop out somebody. So ultimately, you're still bringing the same baseline four players.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
But it looks like a blitz, and so that will be counted as a blitz. But still, those are the types of things that it's incumbent on an offensive line to account for, to see coming, and then to adjust for. And those are the types of things that also that I do wonder if this offensive line is 100% fully capable of getting, because those are the things like a defensive tackle looping around and getting free that then create real issues.
No, I can't emphasize enough how much validation there would be if this offensive line and this run game has success against the Vikings. I think it would be a really big passing, they would pass a litmus test if they can do that against the Vikings. Really good run defense, really good defensive coordinator, a team that pressures the quarterback a lot. So if you're not running, it's going to be more of a danger zone for CJ Stroud. If they can have this success running the ball specifically with this offensive line against the Vikings, I think it's going to be a really good sign for the rest of the year.
And shout out to A32. They said they think we might be underselling how good the Bears defense is. It's possible. It's one of those things that I think we tried to give them their due as we were coming in, but again, early on in the season, trying to figure out exactly where all these things stand. It's possible, and I just
but the Vikings defense is better
more
statistically and otherwise,
right? More data points, and even if we go the Bears defense was good, you will continue to see good defenses. That's one of the things about the playoffs. We filter out the bad team or the bad teams, and now you're playing exclusively good teams. That is now the framework that I view these Texans in, and the ways that I kind of gauge a lot of these things. It's litmus tests, is how will this hold up in the postseason? It's a little unfair this early in the season as a team is still doing a level of finding themselves, but I feel like it's better to be hard on this team than it is to be easy on them, because they have the capability of living up to that.
And
I feel like
somebody
sounded like I was somebody's daddy. Like as I was saying, I was like, oh man, I sound like somebody's father. Right now.
I have to be tough on you guys.
Yeah. If I'm not, who will be?
Yeah, I don't like that at all. So we're just going to move away from that conversation.
Being tough on you because I love you.
I do it because, you know what? It hurts me more than it hurts you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You.
Always.
You understand. It's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
How come my ass is hurting?
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
All right, let's get into what's popping here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Remember, you got John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atula. And in the next hour, we will be giving away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. So make sure that you keep it locked here. But one thing that it was hard to take your eyes away from last night was the Astros playing the Padres on the road, unless you were tired. I can understand how maybe...
Oh, I was tired.
Maybe your eyes got taken off of that. Maybe
I went to bed.
Yeah, I was like, maybe you didn't take your eyes off, but maybe your eyes were taken off of it because of some eyelids shutting. But a fantastic 4-3 victory by your Astros in what was a fun but weird, weird baseball game, Lopez.
It was wild and weird in every imaginable way. I mean, just horrible umpiring. Like, horrible umpiring. And then weird stuff. And by the way, that's going to be a confession in about half an hour as well. It's going to be related to
what
that.
What other confession you got, by the way?
Oh, yeah. You want a good tease?
No, don't do that.
You want a tease?
I don't think we should tease that.
You want a tease?
No.
I got a tease for you.
I said no already.
I got a tease for you. So, When I saw the P. Diddy news, I thought of Figgy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's a tease.
Hey, John Lopez might not make it to 1220.
You might say it's a tease, but that actually is his fighting words is what it is.
Hey, 1220 come around. It's going to be me and Reggie doing the show.
That's a tease. But anywho, that's yet that to look forward to, and I will explain. But that was weird in every single way. Altuve got ejected because he went full OnlyFans.
That's right.
He absolutely, you know, went the whole foot thing.
Yeah, if you got a foot thing, just go back and watch, what was it, the ninth?
Top of
the ninth.
And then, you know, just crazy visuals. A guy, both teams wanting a guy not to be called hit by pitch.
Yeah, those jerks in
Pro
4.
Which is weird. Yeah.
But bottom of the 10th.
Yeah.
And there's runners on, what was that, first and second?
Mm-hmm.
And Jerickson Profar is up to bat. And he's been pretty hot.
Yeah, that's why he wanted to stay in.
And a pitch that very clearly upon replay did not hit him, that he got out of the way of.
Yeah.
He wanted to stay in the box because he wanted an opportunity to bring that runner home from third and mm-hmm. tie the game up. And the Astros, I imagine, did not want him to be hit by pitch. One, because you just generally don't want to be giving up bases to give, you want Neris to still have that wiggle room of having that base. But then you load him up and you bring up Manny Machado, mm-hmm. who is a tough batter to pitch at. And so with that being the case, like ultimately you're able to make it through because once he does step up to the plate, hits a hot shot back towards the mound and Gray Kessinger.
That's another weird aspect of it.
Had to come in because of Altuve getting thrown out.
Altuve gets thrown out. Gray Kessinger, who they don't really use very often, if at all, lately, makes an incredible play. Just bizarre all the way around.
Absolutely bizarre, but still fun. And one of the things, mm-hmm. like, once you get away from the bizarre nature of it, you had a fantastic start by Hunter Brown, who has been very good, mm-hmm. as was mentioned by Spo. I believe it was a 255, if I remember correctly. Let me make sure I get that number right.
Yeah, you said 255.
Over his last 11 outings, I believe. It might have been nine. Mm-hmm. But still, like, that is a fantastic shift from where it had been prior in the season. He's looking really good at the right time. Like, it feels like you have one and two of your rotation, probably three as well, of the playoff rotation, feeling pretty confident in.
Very confident in. I was thinking when I was watching Hunter Brown last night, you know, we've talked a lot about all these innings, these barriers that they hadn't broken in terms of innings pitched, and they've broken them now, and they're still getting it done. So that's going to be something to watch, I guess, the entire postseason as long as the Astros are in it.
Man, my memory is not as good as I thought it was. Hunter Brown's last 24 games, a 2.55 ERA. A little bit more of a sample there that he's been doing pretty damn well with. Very good from Hunter Brown. And just awesome to see the Astros be victorious in a tight game like that against a good team that, you know, it is a possibility that these teams could see each other in the World
Conceivable.
Series. It is a possibility, and it would be fun.
And real playoff atmosphere as well.
Probably get another one tonight. Mm-hmm. It'll be
actually, earlier game.
Yeah, earlier game.
Yeah, 5:40 p.m.
That
our
is
time.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it'll be Framber Valdez, Dylan Cease, two guys that you could very easily classify as aces going mm-hmm. on the mound in this one. So that should be really fun to watch. What else is popping is we got this news as we were crossing and having a little bit of the handoff with Sean and Seth this morning of Payne and Pendergast. We got a Woj bomb, and it might be the Woj bombiest Woj bomb of all time because it was very it was meta. It was self-referential in mm-hmm. some ways. As Adrian Wojnarowski announced to us that he will be stepping away from his role as the senior NBA insider and really the primary newsbreaker when it comes to basketball things for ESPN, saying that he grew up the son of a factory worker 2 miles from ESPN's campus and only ever dreamed of making a living as a sports writer 37 years ago. The Harvard Current gave him the opportunity with the first byline. He never stopped because of the thrill of it all. That's how he started his announcement. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, he let us know that after all that time, he is now stepping away from that role to go and become, of all things, the general manager at his alma mater, St. Bonaventure.
Yes, just incredible, surprising, all of that and more. But I do feel like this has got to be, I mean, he's a huge, huge Bonnie's fan, and he always has been. And but I got to be, there's a lot of factors involved, as there often is. I think ESPN is a factor. I think it kind of wears on people.
Oh, especially.
Yeah.
What is it that Charles Barkley always said? You're not going to have me working, working like a dog, because they sure do. Like Adrian mm-hmm. Wojnarowski, you'll see him on the morning shows from time to time, but what you will definitely see him, no matter what, their mm-hmm. pregame show, he is on that. Their daily basketball show during those seasons, he is on that.
Yes.
And then in addition to the fact that he is just always on, because news will break at any given time. There is instances
he doesn't go to sleep. He sleeps with his phone on.
Yeah, 2 a.m. you'll get a Woj bomb of some sorts. So like that level of continued on-ness, for lack of a better term, I imagine it'd be nice to put yourself a little bit in standby in a way.
And it's well worth his time in a sense, because he got paid $8 million a year. He's leaving between $15 and $20 million on the table, according to reports. So this is clearly a passion project and one that I think ESPN and The Grind factored in as well.
Yeah, I'm interested to see who steps into that role. Obviously, the most prominent now, I think, newsbreaker in that space is Wojnarowski's protege from when he was at Yahoo Sports, which is Shams Charania of, I believe he's of Stadium and The Athletic. Shams becomes that guy, but as I was mentioning earlier as well, he's kind of a player side sources or agent, kind of that side source. Woj is more of a kind of a team source kind of guy. Not saying that that's the only source that they have, but you can kind of see the ways in which those the types of sources can shape the ways that the information is gotten. I'm interested to see who steps into that next role of that type of source, especially for ESPN.
And I said this earlier, and I really believe it. I think we lose in a sense because he was so good, so connected, so professional in terms of the stuff that he delivered. So we lose as fans, in a sense. Shams might fit in there, but still, you don't have Woj.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll see how that continues to progress over time, especially as the basketball season gets nearer.
Yeah.
In fact, a little thing that came up was, I believe, the City Edition jerseys for this upcoming season were kind of displayed. Didn't love the Rockets one. There's a lot of ones that were kind of mid. I might have a confession.
They're
about
always
that later.
A little weird.
But if you're a hoop fan in Houston, maybe this name will mean a little something to you. As Van Chancellor, a former Houston Comets coach, he will go into the Houston Sports Hall of Fame next year in 2025. Obviously, he was the coach that helped the Comets get their four-peat at the start of their tenure here in Houston. He will join Cheryl Swoops and Cynthia Cooper, his players that are already in the Houston Sports Hall of Fame. So salute to that man.
I know Van very well. I love the guy. I think this is incredibly well-deserved. Overdue, but who cares? And the thing about Van that I always, tell people is he had incredible talent. Like we know about this. Cheryl Swoops, who might be as good as Caitlin Clark. That's a shot.
All right. Okay.
Hey, she about to come up here and whoop your ass.
Put hands on you. Yeah. Not on me, though. I love Cheryl Swoops.
I love her, too, but good Lord, what's going on there? Anyway, had incredible talent, but his X's and O's acumen, like I've had the opportunity to sit down with him for an extended period of time and just listen to his knowledge of hoops. I won't say that it was on a private plane, but
okay, that was highly unnecessary.
But his X's and O's is just like mind blowing. The things he knows. So long overdue. And by the way, I believe he's the second Houston Sports Hall of Fame member that they have announced. I want to say there's going to be 4 or maybe 5 altogether. So they're kind of staggering these. So keep your ear out.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, over the next 2-3 weeks, they're going to announce the other members, which is it's always a great event. Figgy, you've been. It's an incredible event. You'll go this year. It's awesome.
Looking forward to it. And then before we get going on what's popping, I do want to talk about some more Texans news as D'Angelo Ross has been signed to the active roster from the practice squad. And so that is one of those things that gives me a little bit of a, I don't know if solace is the right word per se, but
pause.
A question that I had asked was like, hey man.
And not the modern day pause, an actual pause.
Yes, that is fair. Man, we love Kamari Lassiter and what he's done early. Obviously, Derek Stingley, fantastic player. The what if situation, maybe I need to knock on some wood. Is this real wood or is this some sort of particle board?
I think it's particle
board.
That's technically wood, I guess.
We'll utilize that for the cases of the superstitious. But if one of those gentlemen would happen to go down, like, or even weirder, like Jalen Petrie, who has served a very particular role, like, who do you have to step into those places? Because the depth there isn't as robust as you might imagine. Looks like D'Angelo Ross has an opportunity to help you in those spaces. Plus, Irv Smith Jr. and Scott Quesenberry have been signed to the practice squad. Obviously, the latter is the more interesting one because he serves as a backup center. Should Juice Scruggs not be available again this week, he'd be another option for you. behind Patterson.
The cornerbacks thing is definitely knock on wood moment, because behind Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter, you got Chris Boyd and the newly signed D'Angelo Ross.
And buddy, Chris Boyd was getting, he did not cover himself in glory on Sunday, to be completely honest.
He did not. That's a steep drop off. Texans have a lot of depth in a lot of places. Cornerback is not one of them.
Okay. Well, that's what's popping here on a Wednesday here in H-Town, in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about C.J. Stroud. Obviously a fantastic quarterback, but is it time for him to take over with this offense? And possibly, what kind of threat is Sam Darnold? We'll talk about all that next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.